dictation for William Lafreniere, L-A-F-R-E-N-I-E-R-E, May 28, 52. Addresses a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Mr. Lafreniere with advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit June. A recent diagnosis of TIA presented with left-sided facial numbness, facial drop, left hand numbness lasted for 30 minutes, resolved, is my understanding, MRI, TVA, CAT scan, no major abnormalities. He has morbid obesity, dementia, comes in a wheelchair, trying to do salt fluid restriction, but he has nephrotic syndrome, has gained 5 pounds, dyspnea, rest and or activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has an indwelling folic catheter for urinary retention, no recent infection or blood, does have edema, no headaches, no fall, no trauma. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Demadex, Coumadin, Coric, Pain Control, Norcol, medications for dementia, Ofaldactone because of high potassium. Today comes a company with daughter and wife. Next paragraph, weight at home 319, blood pressure 120/72, no localized valvulitis, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, normal speech, pleasantly confused, stable edema, folic catheter in place. Next paragraph, chemistries. From September, potassium 5.5, normal sodium, low bicarbonate 19, creatinine 3.44 for a GFR of 18, no gross anemia, low albumin from nephrotic syndrome 2.9, abnormal calcium, phosphorus 4.8, previously 24-hour urine around 7 grams. Does have the presence of IgG kappa, K-A-P-P-A monoclonal protein on blood. Serology for membranous nephropathy negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, stage 4 to 5. Lightly diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, nephrotic syndrome, symptomatic with edema, low albumin. advanced renal failure and unable to use ACE inhibitors or ARBs because of high potassium. We try aldactone, but that needs to be placed on hold for the same problem. He refers increased weight despite salt fluid restriction. Not a candidate for peritoneal dialysis, given his severe morbid obesity. Family interested on at-home hemodialysis. They want to do the fistula in Lansing. They understand a fistula takes 2-3 months to mature. They will need to go through appropriate education that takes 4 weeks plus minus. If symptoms develop to start dialysis, a tunnel catheter will be required. He is, of course, on Coumadin, which makes the coordination a little bit more difficult. Continue diabetes cholesterol management, continue present blood pressure medicines, chemistry on a monthly basis, so we can advise for potassium changes, acid base, phosphorus binders, anemia treatment. Has an indwelling folic catheter. Has incidental monoclonal protein. He has prior history of the vein thrombosis, remains anticoagulated. He's exposed to narcotics, underlying dementia, clinically stable. All issues discussed at length with patient and family, end of dictation.